NPR CEO lies about real risk to public safety with taxpayer funding cut. By John Nolte on July 17, 2025. NPR CEO and welfare queen Catherine Marr has come up with a brand new lie to protect her taxpayer-funded slush fund to spread left-wing lies. Get a load of the latest from this shameless broad. Public media, public radio, public television are a critical part of the emergency response plans of nearly half of the states in this nation. Marr told the far-left CBS News, which just settled an election interference lawsuit with President Trump. She added, "If these types of emergency alerting go away, you will have fewer outlets to be able to respond in real time to natural disasters." Earlier this week, America's favorite welfare queen laughably claimed there's no left-wing bias on NPR. You know why Marr's been reduced to this kind of desperate lying? Because in a world where Trump, the GOP, and new media no longer play by the regime media's rules, she's got nothing else. You see, we can no longer be emotionally blackmailed. We no longer play by the fake rules of debate created by the left to stop us from expressing the truth. And all this bullshit about killing Big Bird is debunked as quickly as it's launched. So what is Marr reduced to? Laughably, claiming NPR is not biased in favor of the left. Bias? What bias? Oh, you mean this bias. Keep in mind, this is the same Catherine Marr who said America is addicted to white supremacy and that the use of the words boys and girls is wrong because it erases trans people. Here's NPR. Here's one of NPR's contributions to the attempted rigging of the 2020 presidential election. So now that the bias claim has been ridiculed and debunked, Marr has moved on to this. If NRP loses its corporate welfare, the children will die. What a load of garbage. Believe it or not, at one time, public broadcasting was actually a good thing. Before cable TV and the internet, it was something of a godsend for those of us who lived in rural America. Living in a rural area myself, I would not have discovered my passion for old movies without WHA Channel 21 out of Madison, Wisconsin. That was the only channel we received other than an independent station out of Milwaukee. Sometimes, if the stars aligned, we got Channel 32 out of Chicago, which meant reruns of The Honeymooners. Then, for three summers during my teenage years, I lived and worked on my grandparents' dairy farm that only received WHA. My grandparents were especially grateful because every Sunday, they could watch The Lawrence Welk Show. But what's the point now? Cable TV and the internet give everyone immediate access to everything. Additionally, since those pre-cable TV days, we have watched NPR and PBS devolve into hysterical left-wing propaganda outlets that have gone so far as to advocate for permanently mutilating children to appease the LGBTQ crowd. Virtually all of public radio's news shows are left-wing fonts of propaganda and disinformation. We all know that NPR and PBS are every bit as bad as CNN. So how outrageous would it be if CNN were on the taxpayer teat? Let's now address this bogus public safety issue. Believe it or not, Ms. Marr, we rural folk have access to AM radio and all kinds of TV. Oh, and we even understand that when the power goes out, while we might lose access to radio and TV, including NPR and PBS, we can use the power left in our iPhones to access information online. Please stop lying, Ms. Marr. Actually, don't. Your lies have only aided our righteous crusade to kill your funding. Welcome to the free market, Cupcake. Related. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.